Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Gester for another hour here. Jalen Thompson coming up in just a little bit. To talk about this year's Royals. We had fun with a former trade that wasn't. You can always listen to the program, anything we talk about on the Odyssey app. You can leave us voice messages there, too. Just hit the little microphone. The Stanley Cup hockey playoffs are in full swing. Max, our Jets are hanging in there, right? They get a win last night. The Carolina Hurricanes advance.
They played like the Jets last night.
Hey, listen, do we have a chance here still at our bet? I know they're both down in the series.
Toronto is letting me down. They're going to break that team up if they lose a series.
All right.
Austin Matthews to the Bruins for David Pastrnak.
We'll just be slumming it with the 15-year-old driver a little longer. No big deal. No big deal.
Hey, can I provide a little bit? I'm sorry to get away from your hockey talk for a second. I hate to switch gears, but there is a little bit of news with the stadium. The stadium deal.
Okay. This morning?
This morning, just in the last few minutes. So local radio in Kansas City, KCMO, had the House Speaker for the state of Kansas, Dan Hawkins. And he said that the state of Kansas expects to have a deal with the Chiefs and the Royals before June 30th. Now, that's the deadline of the star bonds. And so he basically said on this on local radio in Kansas City that he does not expect the state of Kansas to extend the star bond offer, and that he expects that the Royals and the Chiefs both will have a deal with the state of Kansas before it expires on June 30th.
Yeah, I agree. Look,
that was within the last 20 minutes. That was within the last 20 minutes.
So that's been the deadline. Shout out to Sean Logging, who is now in the Missouri side. He went on to St. Louis. He left us. That's just too bad. He's been our political insider, former 12 News reporter. He's been talking about that deadline for a while. Like June 30th is that there is an expiration on the star bond offer. So it's not like this offer that extends for all time, nor should it be, because you're negotiating with that offer, right? Like if you're the state of Kansas now and you're observing this, which is probably why Dan Hawkins is comfortable getting on the radio talking about it, like you've got some power here now. So if you want to make demands in that negotiation to say, great, now we're making sure that this project gets done and is led up by some Kansas workers, and we want these jobs to be Kansas jobs. Now's the time to do it, because the state of Missouri is not going to be able to get anything done. Like, as much as I think that the Royals and Chiefs might want to stay in Missouri, they're not going to stay there if they don't have any deal done. Would they be willing to make some concessions? Maybe, but they're not going to do it without something. And right now, Missouri hasn't have anything. like what they were trying to get accomplished through 50% or whatever, that was a last minute Hail Mary effort that didn't do anything. So right now they don't have anything to offer. So if you're the state of Kansas, now is not the time to be like, oh, please, please, please. No, now's the time right. to be like, listen,
hey, we're here. We're waiting for you.
Until June 30th.
We'll extend that deadline as long as we need to. You know where to find us. We're like, that's not the strategy. And so I definitely get why the House Speaker for the state of Kansas is going on local radio today of all days and being like, hey, like we expect to get something done now. And especially considering that Missouri was unable to pass their Hail Mary attempt and all of that, you know, like it's desperation mode for sure for the state of Missouri and Kansas. And all along, they've been in a position of power, a position of strength in these negotiations. They can sit back now and they can, you know, not sit back and wait, but basically, you know, sit back knowing that they hold all the cards.
Yeah. And look, this is not the time to be nice. This is the time to, you got until June 30th. Clock's ticking. We're not just your second option here. Like our offer stands. It's not getting any better. It's there. Take it or leave it. And what's the best case scenario in all of this? In reality, what is the absolute best case scenario? The best case scenario, in my opinion, is that the Chiefs and Royals build their own damn stadiums. So like, you know, and pay for it themselves. That's the best case scenario. Even better, as much as I would love to see them come over to the Kansas side because they could be good for the state and all these things. And even better scenarios, these teams just build their own stadiums and pay for it.
Right. And I have no inside information on this at all, but in the back of my mind, I've been thinking all along, I'm like, what if at the end of the day, the Royals and the Chiefs just decide that they're going to extend their lease at the Truman Sports Complex? They're like, look, we weren't able to get anything done, you know, and we don't really want to.
Because they don't have any. They don't have any money to do it. Like the that's what got voted down.
Well, no, to build new stadiums and to renovate but to just like be like, you know, we're going to re-up for another 5 years and we'll kick the can down the road. We'll revisit this in 2035 or whatever, you know, as opposed to like, and I don't think that's realistic because at least the Royals have made it very clear. They have no desire to stay there whatsoever. But in the back of my mind, I've had this lingering, like, what if they just decide, hey, this has been a waste of time. We can't get anything done. We don't have the appetite as much as we maybe publicly said we did to move across state lines or whatever. We'll just re-up where we're at. And I think that's unlikely.
Yeah, I don't think they can just re-up because that has to be voted on because it would be an extension of the tax that's there.
Even if things just stayed status quo?
I don't think they're like paying rent that way. Because taxpayers there are paying the taxes currently. Like they're... From the way I understand it, like the extension that they were looking for that would have gone longer, obviously, to raise the money to build it. That's what got voted down. I don't think they would have a home in that scenario, which brings up the worst case scenario. So if the best case scenario is they just do it themselves and pay for it, the worst case scenario is they leave. They leave the region, which that's where... You know, I say if you're the state of Kansas, you don't need to make concessions now, but you don't want to play like hardball because then what if, what if Nashville is like, hey, Royals, you want to be the Nashville Royals or whatever, right?
The Montreal Royals, which, you know, that's what they were
at one point. St. Louis is like, man, we have really missed having a football team. Hey, Chiefs, we'll build you a new stadium. So that's the worst case scenario. Nobody can imagine that, but it happens. Why are the A's leaving Vegas? I mean, leaving Oakland because they couldn't get a stadium deal done. So why did the Rams leave St. Louis? Maybe a better comparison. That's the danger in all of this and why you don't want to overplay it. It's honestly why it's interesting and kind of like, how has Missouri not been able to figure this out as a state? And that's where if you're the state of Kansas, you do still want to have your arms open as wide as they can be. But you also have to observe what's happening across the border. Kansas is in the best position right now. I don't think there's another place in the country that is going to be able to offer what Kansas is currently offering. And if you're the Chiefs and the Royals, you have your established fan bases. You lose none of that by going across the street to the Kansas side. It's the best option. It's always been the best option. it has been setting up for this since sports betting was legalized quickly in the state of Kansas. These dominoes started falling a long, long time ago. And if you just step back and think about this stuff logically, you can see it coming.
We were talking about the Royals. We were talking about the Royals leaving Kauffman Stadium 2 years ago. I mean, at a point when this team was really, really, really bad, I remember us having conversations like, this is a terrible time to be talking about a brand new stadium in Power and Light or wherever, you know, the Royal Clay County, wherever the Royals were looking at doing that at that time, because the play on the field was so bad. And I remember being like, focus on the product first, because nobody has an appetite to pay for a new stadium for you guys when you're 40 games under 500 or whatever the situation was at that point in 2023. And then they started to catch fire at the end of 2023. Of course, we all know what happened last year. Now it seems like a much more reasonable ask to have a new ballpark wherever it is, you know, just considering that you've got a star now locked in for a long time in Bobby Witt Jr. and definitely relevance, you know, moving forward.
You got 70% of it just sitting on the table for you if you're these teams. Welcome to Kansas. I mean, I've said better than 50% for the last year. I'd say that's creeping up probably now to 60, 70%. Again, this is just us pining here on the radio, but I don't know what it is that would keep them from it now, other than just an insane desire to stay over there. So if that's the case, that eliminates your worst case scenario. You know what I mean? Like, if they just want to be over there so bad that they would turn this down, that means they're not going to go somewhere else, because why wouldn't they just come over to Kansas where they have this amazing deal? Hawkins getting on the radio talking is interesting. You know, these conversations are happening with Clark Hunt and John Sherman and all parties involved. So we'll just keep watching it. We'll keep our eye on it. Maybe Jalen Thompson can give us a little more insight into the legislative processes of the Missouri state government. Maybe not. He's a baseball guy like we are, but at least he lives over there. So we'll ask him a little later, but we have that Royals segment coming up for you later in the hour. Other fun stuff to get to. We got to talk a little more about the Chiefs schedule, some other things happening in the sports world. We'll get Tommy to update us on anything happening in the PGA Championship as it pertains to star power or our local golfers. We have all of that coming for you. On the way out here, let's do a call-in contest here, Max, real quick. You can call in right now to 869-1240 to win tickets to the Gone Fishing Tour at the Cotillion Thursday, May 22nd. Featuring Kingfish and Samantha Fish. First caller right now, 869-1240. Good luck, everybody. We'll be back on the other side.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence, it's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, take it easy. We're going on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. We had some Gone Fishing Tour tickets go out the door on the way out of the last segment. On the way into this one, let's give away our Static X tickets at the Cotillion. This will be May 26th. You can text in to win a pair of tickets. The letter is X to the short code 20357. X to 20357 to win a pair of tickets. This is your last chance, by the way. The contest ends today. Message and data rates apply. You can enter once a day, which means you can enter one more time. All right. Welcome back into Sports Daily. Tommy, the schedules are out. I've been trying to catch up on some of the videos. They're good. Like they're very funny. They're good. There's a lot of really good ones. I don't know what my favorite one is right now. It's probably the Bills AI one. I don't know how many of these you've seen. Basically, they call Josh Allen. They say, what do you do? And he says, why don't you just use AI? And, of course, they get Allen Iverson, and he acts confused to be there. And it was great to see Allen Iverson. It was really funny.
I have watched zero of them still to this point. We talked about it yesterday. It's not that I don't care about the schedule. I definitely do. I just don't have the time to sit down and watch these long videos. I'm sure that they're great and well done and funny and whatever. I just don't have time to do it.
So Rachel Hallam, friend of the program, yesterday I went in and I was like, all right, which ones do I need to watch? Because I'm not going to watch them all. I never do. And so she put me on the Chargers, which was like by Minecraft. And the Chargers are probably the best at this. They always throw the best shade. And then the Titans made fun of a pharmaceutical company commercial, which was fantastic. And then I watched the Bills one. And I think that's all of them that I saw. But they were all three really good, great recommendations. The funny thing is, like, these are clear, like, now people are bringing in like actors and like they put a lot of time and effort into this, which is why it was so funny that they pulled the Colts video, because somebody, I don't know why they did that. That's so weird. Good for Tyreek Hill for sticking up for the creatives that made that. Speaking of the schedule though, the Chiefs, we talked about it yesterday. We'll talk about it a little bit more today, a little more time to digest it. Of course, Tommy, as far as the over under being at 11.5, I've thought about it. Like, I'm going over that. What is the win loss record? I think 12-5. If that's what gets you to that over, with the difficulty of the schedule they play, four losses more basically than a year ago, that's probably the cap. You know, like they were very fortunate last year. We've talked about it, to get through the real season before the throwaway game with one loss. I think four more losses would be a reasonable outcome, 12-5. I don't think they'll be challenged quite yet for somebody else to win the division. They'll be challenged in those divisional games, but I don't know that the Chargers, the Broncos are going to be ready to win 13 games this year. So I think 12-5 will be good enough to get them where they need to be.
Yeah, I'm going to hammer the over right now at 11.5. I mean, I think that, you know, even a three-game decline is probably more likely than a four-game even. Like, I'm looking at, you know, potentially a 13-4 type regular season final record for the Chiefs. I was going game by game yesterday, and I was like, okay, if this is a disaster of a season, like if things completely fall apart, what's the worst-case scenario record-wise for the Chiefs based on their schedule, based on their opponents? And I got it to like 8-9, which I think is completely unlikely. Like, I don't think that that's going to ever happen. But that would be, in my mind, the absolute worst-case scenario. 8-9, maybe 9-8, somewhere around there, if things just completely fall off a cliff for the Chiefs. So knowing that, in my mind, that's the absolute worst-case, unlikely scenario, it makes it that much easier for me to hammer the over.
Yeah, I mean, look, every game, and I haven't gone through this, we talked about it yesterday, there are four where you're like, okay, yeah, there's no chance the opposition's going to win. And of course, there's always a chance. It's the NFL. But while we're looking at these things, I think they'll be favored in every home game. I don't think they're going to be a home dog in any game by any means. I know they're not favored at Buffalo because Buffalo is favored in every game they play this year. Time will tell on the Thanksgiving game against Dallas. You know, by that point, we'll know enough about Dallas. They could potentially be an underdog in that game. They will not be a home dog against Philadelphia. I can't imagine they would be a dog in the Brazil game because it's a neutral. So there's not a lot of opportunities for them to be favored in these games. You know, I suppose at Denver by that point in the season, but again, highly, highly unlikely. The good news for the Chiefs is the Eagles, the Ravens, the Lions, the Commanders, the Texans. A lot of these non-divisional games are home games for the Chiefs, right? Like they're pretty fortunate for as difficult a schedule as they have to play. They're pretty fortunate in it. They have outside the divisional games, and they don't even have to go to LA to play the Chargers, by the way. They get that neutral field, which is advantageous. They go to Buffalo. They go to Dallas. I mean, that's it. For as difficult as the schedule is, like, those are the only two on the road that you got to deal with. So they're all things considered, Tommy, this is a really, really nice schedule for the Chiefs. We knew who they were going to play. Right. So you can't just look at it as they play all these great teams. We already knew that. Like, we knew they were playing all these great teams. But when you consider that they were the way that this fell, it's pretty hard to draw it up any better than what it looks like. Like, it's about perfect for what they need to do to soften the blow of basically never getting any weeks off from playing a really good team.
It's going to be really important, though, that to start off the season, they come out of the gate swinging. I mean, you go international to kick things off against a Chargers team that I think is on the come up, and they have improved during this offseason, I think, for sure.
They're going to be hard to beat in the first week.
Well, and especially
the way they're designing their team.
Totally, 100%. Yeah. So they've got to do that, and then they've immediately, you know, got to go and do the Super Bowl rematch against the Eagles. So they've got to come out of the gate swinging in the first couple of weeks. They do get a little bit of a breather in week three, but it's not going to be easy for them at all to start off the season. And you know, what's realistic? I mean, I know that obviously expectations are that you go 2-0 in your first two. Is that realistic to expect, though, or is it more like a 1-1 type thing?
I think it's fine to expect 2-0. I would expect 2-0. The Eagles are a home game. I think playing the Chargers in week one is not great, but getting them not on a true road game is better. The Chargers are going to be built to give the Chiefs problems. And I think them and Denver, and I think there's probably some design to this because they have really smart head coaches who have a lot of control about. They know you, but teams know what you need to do to beat the Chiefs. You need to run the ball, and you need to rush the passer. And both of those teams have built themselves to do that. Denver just took a rookie early RJ Harvey. I love it. It's one of my favorite picks of the draft for any team, quite frankly. And they were one of the best pass rushing teams of football last year, right? The Chargers are telling you as much as they can tell you, they are going to run the ball, right? It's Jim Harbaugh. Of course they're going to run the ball. Well, they took an early running back too. These teams are designing themselves to beat the Chiefs. So the Chargers in the opener, I think that's like for, you know, as teams sort of come out of the gates a little bit slower offensively, the Chargers probably won't, because they're just going to turn around and run it a ton this year. I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're telling you they're going to do that. And then you've got the Eagles, of course, in that second game of the year. They'll have an extra day of rest. They won't have international travel to deal with, but they do have to come to Arrowhead. I think that the Chiefs will be favored in that game. I mean, we can look right now, actually. Let me pull it up, because those lines are probably out. But in even with that, like, not even talking about only, you know, what Vegas thinks, like, there's no way you can have a week two game, even as the defending champs, where you're going to say the Chiefs are home dogs. And I don't see the lines just right off the top here. I know I could find them somewhere. They're not going to be home dogs. There's no way. They'll be expected to win that game. So, yeah, 2-0, I think it's fine. Now, if they don't go 2-0, am I terribly concerned? No. If they go 0-2, am I terribly concerned? Not really. So, you know, I guess any outcome is fine. Like, I'm not over. Now, would I be worried about them getting to 12 wins if they go 0-2 at that point? Yeah, probably a little bit. But again, remember 2 years ago when they won a Super Bowl? We care too much about home field when it comes to the Chiefs. I don't care about home field in the playoffs that much when it comes to the Chiefs. I care that they're healthy. I don't really care where they play the games. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have to be at Arrowhead to win.
I care about one fewer game you have to play to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. I care about getting a bye. And I know with the bye comes home field advantage, but for me, it's less about the home field and more about the fact that that's one fewer game where you're risking injury, one fewer game where you're risking fluky calls here and there, or certain things happening where you could lose a game, yeah, you know, easily. So that, for me, that's always been the top priority. It's less about playing at Arrowhead. That's great, and I love the home field advantage, but it's less about that for me and more about that's one fewer game to actually get to the ultimate goal.
I there's merit in that because they're an older team, but I don't think it alters my – we're not going to get to the point where it's going to really alter my thought that – we're not making these proclamations on May 16th, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to put them back in the Super Bowl this year. I don't think if they're playing a wild card game or whatever, or if, like, that's not going to change that for me, most likely. It's the – are they healthy? Because they've shown us they can go on the road. They've shown us they can play in that wild card game. For a lot of teams, I think that stuff is wildly critical and important. I don't think it is as important for the Chiefs. And so, yeah, if they go 0-2 to start the year, meh. It'll be like, and I think it won't, I think for most people, they'll be more in line with where I was a couple years ago, where I'm like, yeah, I'm not terribly worried. The defense is playing great. Kelce and Mahomes are there. They'll figure it out. That's going to exist for me most likely all year, always with them. I thought the concern we had last year was far more concerning than 2 years ago when they just weren't playing very well. Because last year with the issue of at left tackle, you're like, I don't know what they're going to do to fix this. Like, and we know historically in this league, in the postseason, that is a fatal flaw. In an individual game, when your quarterback's under duress, that is a fatal flaw. We've made a lot of jokes about Eli Manning this week. So Eli Manning won a couple Super Bowls, right? He had this great pass rush that was able to disrupt Brady. So, like, that was the big concern. So as long as left tackle is better and they're just kind of slogging their way through, I won't, they're just, injury aside, there's not gonna be anything that throws me off of them being the favorite, at least in the AFC. Are the Bills the favorite right now? We can pull that up real quick. And then we got to tell you about the Friday fit here in a second too. But just real quick, let's look at the futures. Now that the draft, I haven't looked since the draft has been over. The Chiefs are not the favorite in the AFC. They are slightly, ever so slightly behind the Ravens, who don't get enough talk around them. The Bills and the Chiefs are both at 7.5-1. The Ravens are at 7-1. The Eagles are still a slight favorite at 6.5-1. You know what's wild about this? And I'd have to go back and look at the history on this. That feels, Tommy, like the longest odds for a favorite that I can remember. 6.5 to 1 is the best odds, like is the, you know, is the shortest odds to win a Super Bowl. What it tells me, and there is, and the Lions are 9 to 1, by the way. And after those five teams, everybody else is way behind them. The Bengals are the next closest, and the 49ers and the Commanders all at 18 to 1, by the way. Just crazy. But it tells me that there's not a lot of difference in those top five teams. There is no clear favorite this year. And I agree with it, too. I think all those teams are awesome and could win a Super Bowl.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think it shows that you've got the cream rising to the top in those five teams for sure. And then from there, I mean, there are some teams with longer odds that I think would be worth a flyer. I think the Commanders are worth a flyer for sure. You know, that there are probably a couple of others that I'm missing right now that I wouldn't mind throwing a couple of bucks on.
I mean, I think you could justify a Commanders bet. Absolutely. I think you could justify a Rams bet at 20 to 1. I think you could justify a Vikings bet at 35 to 1. I think you could probably justify a Texans bet if they're healthier this year at 35 to 1. The Niners, I mean, the Niners, you probably always have to keep in the mix at 18 to 1. It's interesting to me that the Bengals are at 18 to 1 because I don't know how much better defensively they got. And their star defender is in a massive contract dispute right now. That's a bet on Burrow. I mean, is all that probably is. Where are the Cowboys? The Cowboys are down. Tommy, 55 to 1? 55 to 1 when Dak's coming back healthy and a new coach that's not Mike McCarthy anymore blowing in the playoffs?
To win a Super Bowl? I'm 55? Not.
55? Yeah. They're down there in odds with the okay.
You're better off wadding up your dollar bills and throwing them in the trash.
I get it.
Can.
I know. I understand that. But tell me, like, here are teams with better odds right now. The Steelers, the Dolphins, the Broncos. I like what they're doing, but the Broncos, I don't think, are a better team than Dallas with a healthy Dak Prescott. That's pretty wild. The Bears are at 35 to 1 over the Cowboys. That's surprising to me.
Hey, you're welcome to put your bet in at 55 to 1.
I might put a dollar on it.
Yeah, I would rather light my money on fire than
Cowboys to win. They're not going to win a Super Bowl. If we're doing the exercise of who are our favorite long odds bets, like long odds, right? You got to be long odds. That to me is for sure
You know why they're 55 to 1. Because they're not winning the Super Bowl. That's why they're 55 to 1.
We're talking about long odds bets here. Like, it's obviously a long odds bet.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, like, of all of those teams,
I wouldn't bet them at 100 to 1.
Let me say it this way. I wouldn't give Dallas a 0% chance with a healthy Dak. The last time he was healthy, he was second in MVP voting. And I'm not a Dak guy, and you know how I feel about the Cowboys, but I'm not giving him a 0% chance. They had a good draft. They get a little healthier. They just traded for George Pickens. Like, that's not a 0% chance.
Okay.
It might be a 5% or a 3%, but it's not a 0.5%
chance.
Yeah, but when we're talking about them being down there with the Patriots are a 0% chance. That's a 0% chance. I can't believe they're that long. I cannot believe they're that long. That's crazy. I've never seen them that long, even when they suck. Of course, we weren't paying attention. All right, Tommy, tell us about the Friday Fit.
Yeah, our friends over at 3570 Golf Co., they are ramping up for golf season, and we're rocking, at least I'm rocking, some of their apparel. You can go online, 35x70golfco.com, check out their entire selection of shirts and hoodies and head covers and hats. One really cool thing about 3570 Golf Co. is that they're going to be a part of the Wichita Open this year. I know they've partnered with the Wichita Open, and you can find them, I know, at some of the golf courses and country clubs around Wichita, too, if you want to pick up some of their apparel. So again, go online, 35x70golfco.com. Find out more about all the great golf gear that is designed for folks right here in the heartland. Use the promo code Tommy, get 10% off your first order.
All right. We've got like one more minute. I have to, at some point we have to have a discussion. You make fun of my style a lot. I got to know about the top button being buttoned thing. I've never been team top button.
I only do it if I'm wearing a quarter zip over top of my shirt. Like if I'm just wearing this shirt, I'm not going to button the top button.
If you lose the quarter zip,
I unbutton the top button. That's usually what I do.
Sometimes I lose the top two buttons.
And you know really why I do that? It's actually more about function than it is about looks, because if I unbutton it and I've got a quarter zip, it'll fall underneath my quarter zip. And then you can't see my shirt at all.
Yep. I understand that for sure. We can have that. We don't have time, unfortunately, for everybody out there that needs style advice. We'll discuss that another day.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
The dramatic pauses. Can you guys hear those on the radio when I step over the top of that? Okay, so just on the video stream.
You just look like an idiot when you're talking on the video stream.
My apologies. On the radio, nobody knows what just happened, which is I stepped over the intro bump there for Jalen and all our insiders.
You know, we do these interviews about every day, and we play that intro about every day.
There's this dramatic – so from what I hear, like we come back, and then there's like a pretty long pause. So I'm like, yeah, okay, we're going to go. And then it's always – I'm just like, dang it. I need my internal timer to be about 1 second longer. Story of my life.
I'm not going to go there.
All right, here we go. Let's talk baseball before we go down a road we can't come back from. Jalen Thompson's here, our Royals insider. KC Star follows the Royals every day. Jalen, this is cool. I didn't even realize baseball was doing this. I mean, I knew what was happening on the schedule. It's rivalry weekend. So all these rivalries are being played. A great one between the Royals and the Cardinals. Bad news for the Royals probably is the Cardinals are one of the hottest teams in baseball. We look back to this Astros series. It's really hard to have the discussions because by and large, the Royals have played well. They dropped 2 of 3. The offense cannot find any consistency. That Astros series was a disaster in the middle of the lineup. Vinny and Salvi were 3-4, like 25 collectively with no extra base hits. What can change internally here? Is there any appetite at all for Quatraro to do something with the lineup and stick with it for a little bit? Like we've seen him toy with moving Vinny down. What about moving Salvi? Is that on the table? Like what is that conversation like right now?
I think a lot of it has to come down to, well, if you move those guys down in the lineup, who are you moving up to take those spots?
Right now is being more productive. So that's an easy answer.
Yeah. Yeah. And Matt Cottrell is a player's coach. So he's going to be able to stick with his guys as they go through different things, you know, streaks and ups and downs. I think for the Royals to be successful, you just have to have them to, you just need them to hit. And, you know, eventually they will, I believe. I think that in Vinny's case, it's just a matter of him being able to do it more consistently. At least, like you said, we've seen him bat lower in the lineup against power lefties. He did that against Framber Valdez and things of that nature, and we've seen it work at times. But I think you need him to be that third hitter because you have to protect Bobby Witt Jr. If you take Vinny out of the third spot and you put Mark Cannon there like they did in the Astro series, that's not really protecting Bobby Witt Jr. So then they'll just walk Bobby every time to get to the next hitter on in the lineup. So I think that you really need Vinny to just be more consistent. And you need Salvi. I don't know if the hip is still bothering him, but he hasn't hit a home run in a month, and I think that's something that they have to really address. Maybe you're not going to move him down the line because he's Salvi. He's earned the right to be the fourth hitter. So I don't know what they do. Maybe it's just going to have to be them playing better.
You know, I wonder going a little bit further on this point. I know with Vinny, it's been matchup dependent where he's been in the lineup. But there's a big part of me. I would like to see a little bit of consistency. Like, I don't like the batting third in one game, then he moves down to sixth. And then if there's a lefty, he's going to be lower in the lineup. And then right back, he's in the three hole again. Like, I would like to see him. And if it's lower in the lineup, so be it for a period of time. Put him in a position and let him get some reps there and be consistent in one lineup spot. I know that the question becomes who replaces him in the three hole in that lineup. But I think it's my opinion only is that I think it's almost hindering him a little bit that he can't get into a rhythm because he's kind of bouncing around different spots in the lineup. Do you see that too?
Yeah, to a certain degree, I do see that. And I think that he can put a lot of pressure on himself, too, to try to produce. I mean, he said it before. If he's going to hit third in the lineup, he has to be able to drive in runs. And you saw it in this Astros series. Bobby hits a triple. He's on third base, 90 feet away from scoring. And Vinny comes up, hits the ball right back to the pitcher. He's out. Then Salvi comes up. He gets out. And then the Royals are left with a runner on third. They don't score. And you've seen a bases loaded situation where Vinny doesn't come through. So those things, you have to come through in those key moments. Because if you did, then you would have probably swept the Astros because you're getting the pitching. You're getting the pitching, and when you have seven innings from Michael Lorenzen and he goes out for the eighth and he gives up a couple of runs, I mean, you will take that every single time because he was strong. Your offense has to pick up your pitching some kind of way, and they haven't been doing that. And I know that a lot of fans want the team to be better, but they're five games over 500, so it's hard to really nitpick, but it's clear the offense has to be better, and it has to start with those two guys that you mentioned.
So I don't want to nitpick because I'm a baseball guy, and yes, these things generally work themselves out. I think the problem is our hands being forced on the nitpicking because the Twins have won 11 in a row. They're back in it now. The Tigers and the Guardians don't appear to be going anywhere. I think there are years where, yeah, you could just sort of let it play out. But man, I just don't know if the division's going to let them do that this year. Like, how much can you afford? Like, think back to the stretch we saw in April where the offense was killing them. Mm-hmm. How many of those can you have in a year where it looks like there are going to be four teams viable for the playoffs in this division?
Yeah, and I think that is the other part of this where you have to see, well, our pitching staff is going to keep us in games. This is the Royals thinking. They know the pitching staff is going to be there. It's going to keep them in games. You're going to get Hunter Harvey back. Eventually, you're going to get Sam Long is going to potentially come back. You're going to get those relievers that you normally rely on to really strengthen the bullpen even more. And you just have to get your offense to score. And that's hard to say, but maybe they do it this weekend against the Cardinals. But the Cardinals have been a red hot team themselves, so that series is going to be very important because you got your top guys going and you need to win this series during rivalry weekend, as the MLB is calling it, because you're going to see San Francisco and Minnesota after this series, and if you have a misstep, that can turn really bad really quickly.
I wonder, as far as the bullpen is concerned, and you talked about Hunter Harvey, you talked about Sam Long, the injuries and all of that. And we've seen a couple of situations, especially recently, like in the Astros series, where, you know, it was a little bit shaky for John Schreiber giving up the walk-off. It was a bad outing for Steven Cruz. Are we starting to see a little bit of, you know, some small issues taking shape in the bullpen where they really need these guys to come back?
I don't think that it would be a big deal for, you know, John Schreiber and Steven Cruz because they both were great. You know, relievers are going to have a misstep here and there. Before John Schreiber gave up the home run, he was pitching really well, had a scoreless streak. Steven Cruz as well. I do think they do need Hunter Harvey back because when you get Hunter Harvey back, he slides into that seventh inning, high leverage role where you don't always have to depend on a John Schreiber to be the one to go out and get the ground ball. You have more velocity with Hunter Harvey that can get a strikeout when you need it. Steven Cruz, he's been good, but this is really his first time that he's really having success in the big leagues. So you need that veteran to bridge that gap. And I think that's what they're really missing in that bullpen because you go from starter, you have to get to Irsay and Estevez, but that missing piece is usually Hunter Harvey, and he's not there. So, but he's progressing and he's coming along. So maybe he'll be back in the near future.
Let's look ahead to this Cardinals series. Then, Jalen, a day off helps, right? A day off, a return home, all of those things that certainly helps the bullpen sort of reset. Mm-hmm. But the Cardinals are one of these. They've won 9 out of 10. They're a team that's, you know, that's getting very hot. They've got a lot of players right now sort of overperforming what we've seen from them. But What do you think it's going to take offensively for the Royals, and how realistic is it in a series like this?
You have Cole Reagans, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha going this series, which if you're going into any series, you want those three guys to be at the top of your list. I think that helps the Royals immensely, and you're going to be at home, which they play better at home. I think this series has to be one where we mentioned earlier, this has to be a Vinny Pasquantino or Salvador Perez series. It just has to be. You know the Cardinals are going to work their way around Bobby Witt Jr., and they're going to try to challenge Vinny and Salvi, because if you get those two, then you have a pretty good chance of winning the game. And the rest of the Royals lineup has been great. I would like to see them play maybe Freddie Fermin a little bit more. If Salvi is dealing with hip soreness and you know, he can't always go behind the plate, put Freddie back there behind the plate and let Salvi DH. And, you know, maybe that will help generate Salvi just being off his feet in the field. He can focus only on hitting. Maybe you find a way to incorporate more of a National League style of play, where which they have done some flashes of, where moving the runner over, bunting, you know, doing those things. But you got to generate runs, and if your top two guys aren't doing it outside of Bobby Witt Jr., it can't just be Bobby and Michael every night. It's not going to work that way. So it's got to be someone else to step up. And I think this is the Vinny Pasquantino series. If he plays well this series, then the Royals can take 2 out of 3 and, you know, go on this road trip with a lot of momentum.
All right, Jalen, all the work is at the KC Star. You follow it each and every day. Obligatory final thing. Jack Caglione, how's he looking down there? He's what everybody's talking about in the prospect list.
He's looking as good as advertised. He's leading the Texas League in a lot of categories. He's hitting over 300. I think he was like the real deal. He's going to matriculate the AAA sometime here soon. Don't know when, but I think he's going to go there. And then we'll see what's next when he gets to that next level.
But you're still anticipating like a late season call-up, if any call-up at all?
I do, because
injuries aside, obviously.
Injuries aside, I just think that you have to give him a chance to experience all three, the next level, all three levels of the minor leagues before you bring him up. Because, like I said before, when you bring him up, you don't want to send him back. So right. You got to be sure that he's ready when he's time. But I think it's gonna happen. I really do. I think it's going to happen this year. I don't know when. I always said maybe August, maybe September. We'll see what the season dictates. But I think he has the skills to be coming up for sure.
And let's just hope Vinny and Salvi start hitting and it's not any rush. And then nothing. None of this will matter. Jalen Thompson, find all his work at the KC Star. You can follow him on X at Jalen Thompson. Appreciate it, Jalen.
Hey, thank you guys so much. See you guys soon.
We'll talk again next week. Hope everybody's ready to enjoy that. Programming note, you'll see the Sunday game. That'll be on the KSCW 12 News partnership here. KSCW, of course, the sister station of 12 News. The game will be broadcast there. That's very exciting. It's a fun series. I didn't realize it was rivalry week all across baseball. I knew the Rangers were playing the Astros and the Royals were playing the Cardinals. And then I was like, oh, it's rivalry week. That's a smart thing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, that'll do it for us here on Sports Today. One thing we haven't mentioned yet that I want to mention, Tommy, Wichita State baseball. They got to win this series against Memphis if they want to reach the postseason, if they want to reach the AAC tournament. So we'll keep our eye on that this weekend. You'll hear those games here on KFH. We'll be back Monday to talk about all of it. Thanks to Jalen Thompson for stopping by. If you missed anything, of course, go find it on the Odyssey app. Tommy, enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, appreciate it. Should be a great weekend. Good weather for the most part. Maybe some storms, but it should be
fun. Watch the weather. Watch Storm Team 12. Because Sunday evening and then into Monday, we're going to have some chances for severe weather. Still just a little bit far out, but we'll get those details. You can find that there. For Max, for Tommy, I'm Jacob. We'll see you Monday.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.